Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our series of Holocaust responsa. These were questions that were asked to Rav Ephraim Oshri in the Kovno ghetto during the Holocaust. And he has five volumes of his responsa to these questions. And this is taken from Simon Bays. If I'm not mistaken, it's Chelek Dalet. Simon Bays, but it might also be Chelek Aleph. I don't remember which. And Rav Oshri answers the following question. The question was posed as follows. It was the 27th of Elul in the year 1941, and the Jews of the Kovno ghetto were told that they have to work in an airport near the city. And the Germans said that every day they have to send 1,000 people to work in this airport. And each and every one of these forced laborers was given food. What type of food? Maruk pigle. Unkosher food, and many of the people didn't want to eat this food. However, they were very hungry, and they were very weak, because they'd been working so hard, and they hadn't been eating. So, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, in the year Tavshin Beis, only a few days after this decree of the Germans, a number of Jews approached Rav Oshri, and they asked him, is it mutter for us to eat this soup? Since there's sakonas nefashos if we continue being hungry. So what's the shaila? Avada and avada. If there's sakanas nefashos, you're allowed to eat. Pikuach nefesh is definitely doche, the isser of eating unkosher. The only thing is, their question was that there wasn't any immediate pikuach nefesh. Eventually, it would lead to pikuach nefesh. But right now, they would have remained alive. But if they continue starving, eventually, it would endanger them and might lead to their deaths. So the question is, do we go basar hashta? We follow now, and now there is no pikuach nefesh? Or do we say that no, we have an eye towards the future, and we see that since in the future there will be pikuach nefesh, so now also we tell them to eat? That was the question that was posed, and as I mentioned in earlier shiurim, when we learn these tshuvas, we're mekayim zechor yemos olam binu shnos dor v'dor, remembering history, remembering what happened to us, and that has independent value outside of the halachic analysis in which we are about to engage. So Rav Oshri answered them as follows. The Torah says in Siman Tav Reish Yud Ches, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, that if you have a chole, and a doctor says that this sick person has to eat, because if he doesn't eat, he's going to get sicker and it might endanger him. And certainly if the doctor says that he's going to die if he doesn't eat, in both instances, you feed him, even though it's Yom Kippur and you shouldn't be allowed to eat. But here, since the doctor says that he's going to die, or not only if he's going to die, but even if the illness is going to become more severe, and eventually it might lead to serious danger, grave danger, so you have this person eat, you tell this person to eat, despite the fact that it's Yom Kippur. And even though it's not a vadai, it says in the Torah, Efshir Sheikh Bar Alav Acholi, the doctor says maybe, Adur ya, adur nisht. Maybe yes, maybe no, but it doesn't matter. You give him to eat anyway. Because we have a klal gadol in the Torah that suffik nefashos is lahakel. So it emerges then from the Torah that pikuach nefesh is not only judged by this present moment, but rather it's judged by what it might lead to. Even if it might lead, this situation, if it's not taken care of now, it might lead eventually to pikuach nefesh, then you already now are allowed to be over an isser, whether it's eating on Yom Kippur, or eating on kosher food. So if that's the case, then in our instance, with the people who are working in this airport, we definitely tell them, says Rav Oshri, to eat from this unkosher soup, even though right now there's no sakanas nefashos. But since they'll get weaker, and eventually it'll lead to their being more endangered, and then their death. So right now already, you have to be concerned that it will lead to danger, and they have to eat. So then, according to this tour, the halacha would be pashut, that even though it's not sakanas nefashos now, but since it's going to lead to sakanas nefashos, you have to make sure that these people eat this unkosher food. In addition, he brings the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says, and af samach tes amid beis, Amar Rav Huna, Hayamahalich b'midbar v'eni odeya masei Shabbos. If a person is going in the desert, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. What does he do? He counts 6 days, and then he keeps the seventh day as Shabbos. And Rava says, every day he does Kedei Parnasaso, Var Me'ahu Yoma. Every day he does what he needs to do in order to live. He's allowed to do Malacha, exactly what he needs to do in order to live, except for Shabbos. Frek the Gemara, V'ahu Lo Yoma Lemus. What, on Shabbos he's going to die? How can you tell him not to do what he needs to do on Shabbos? So, the Gemara's teretz is, Beseder, every day do what he needs to do, even on Shabbos. And how is that day going to be recognizable as Shabbos? Says the Gemara, B'kiddush of Avdalta, with Kiddush and Havdalah. And so paskins the Rambam. And at the end of the Tshuva, Rabbi Shri says that he saw Ritva on this Gemara. And the Ritva says, what's the Gemara's kasha? Ahu Yom Alemus, that day he should die. What do you mean? If he doesn't work on Shabbos, he's going to die. If he doesn't need to do what he to do malacha on Shabbos, he's going to die. Let him do malacha 6 days, and let him not do anything on Shabbos, and he won't die. So answers the Ritva, no. If he doesn't do what he needs to do on Shabbos, so since the other 6 days, he's only doing exactly what he needs to do. So in fact, Shabbos is going to endanger him, says the Ritva. V'yesh lomer demanda ochal me'as maltuva einachinami demishum yechad lomois. A person who ate a lot on Friday, like Baruch Hashem, we can eat as much as we want on Friday. So because of one day, he's not going to die. Aval hay kisha asa kol yom yiviyom kedei parnasaso ein osa asa kedei shiuchal lichias ba'osa yom betzimtzum. So the other fella, meaning the fella in the desert, when he does every day when he does malacha, he's just doing b'tzimtzum. He's doing exactly what he needs in order to subsist. So, ein achinami, on Shabbos, he is really going to be endangered. Because when he's fasting on Shabbos, and the other days he has just what he needs, so that's a very serious danger. So you see that when a person is living b'tzimtzum, when a person has just exactly what he needs, and he misses a day, so that's very dangerous. So in our instance as well, since these people are mamish living b'tzimtzum, they barely have what they need, so they can't afford to skip a day. So based on that ritva, there would be another heter for them to eat. And in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen, Shin Mem Dalid, Si'if, Aleph, he paskins a holech b'midbar ve'eni odei amasei hu Shabbos, mona shivi yamin, if he has what to live on, so don't do malacha. If he doesn't have what to live on, he can do malacha every day, and including Shabbos. Exactly what he needs to live. And again, how is Shabbos going to be recognizable? Let him make Kiddush and Avdalah. And the Rabbi Shri quotes from one Acharon, who says that if he can fast one day without a sakana, then that day he shouldn't do malacha, because there's no pikuach nefesh. However, the Big Deyesha argues, and the Big Deyesha says, no, he doesn't have to fast on Shabbos. That one day, he doesn't have to fast, he's allowed to do malacha, in order that he should have sustenance. He can pick food from a tree, or whatever he needs to do in order to eat something, he's allowed to do malacha. Even though it's not mamish sakana right this minute, mikom makom harei olav lamar lotzeis min hamidbar, but he has to get out of the desert, because if he doesn't get out of the desert, he's going to be endangered. So therefore, even though the sakana is la'achar zman, nevertheless he doesn't have to fast. So now we have an achron, we have the Big Deyesha, who says that on Shabbos he doesn't have to fast because this is going to be a sakana la'achar zman, and we also have the Ritva, who says that if you're fasting the other days, you're living with Tzimtzum and you fast on Shabbos, you're really going to be endangered. And therefore, in our case, where the other days they are mamish living with Tzimtzum, so on the day that they go to work in this airport, and certainly if they're working in this airport every day, it's mamish dangerous. It's dangerous for them, and they have to eat. So it would come out that definitely these people should eat this soup, even though it's not kosher. You can bring another raya from a Tosefta in Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. Says Rabbi Lezer Omer, Mila Tochen Alea Shabbos, Mipnei Ma, Mipnei Shechayav and Alea Koris Lachar Zman. So you're doche Shabbos for a bris mila. You're allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos. Why? Because eventually it's a chiyuv kares. V'edvarim kal v'chomer. U'mayim alei v'rechad mimen doche es Shabbos. Dinu shi'yitcha es Shabbos akulo. For one limb you're doche Shabbos for the bris mila. Certainly for the whole person. And so says Rashi in Maseches Yuman pehei amid beis. U'ma milu shu tikun meivarv shel adam doche es Shabbos v'shechayim alei kares lachar zman. So mila your doche because it's going to be kares lachar zman. So you see from this Tosefta and from Rashi that the idea of mila, you know why mila is doche Shabbos? Because lachar zman is going to be kares. So you see that because of a sakana of lachar zman, your doche Shabbos even now, it's not kares until the person is bar mitzvah. Katan isn't getting kares for not having a bris mila. Katan isn't punished. Nevertheless, you're still doche Shabbos. Right now, of course, one could ask that the Chiyuv Kares isn't if he does it on the 9th day, the 10th day, it's not a Chiyuv Kares, but that one can discuss. But the bottom line is that we see that the Tosefta says that for La'achar Zman, you're Docha Shabbos right now. So it comes out, Mikol Halein Taimei, from everything we've seen, that these Jews are definitely should be eating on kosher, even though the Sakan is only La'achar Zman. Sai, as we saw from the tour in Siman Tav Reish Yud Ches, that you eat on Yom Kippur, even though it's not an immediate pikuach nefesh, it's pikuach nefesh al achar zman. Sai from the Gemar Masech HaShabbos with the Ritva, who says that when you're living b'tzimtzum, fasting one day can be very dangerous. And therefore, in our case, even if they are eating the other days, but they're eating the kosher food, but they're eating the other day's mamish b'tzimtzum. So on this day, a guy goes today, it's his turn to work in the airport, so he has to eat, otherwise he's going to be endangered, because the other days he's only going b'tzimtzum. And we also saw the big day Yesha, who says that this guy has to get out of the desert, he's got to eat now to give him koach to get out of the desert. So even though that's only lachar zman, so here also he has to be worried about lachar zman. According to the Ritva, the concern is right now, he might die today, because he's been going until now, but Simpson. The Big Day Yesha says the concern is Lachar Zman, but either way you look at it, in our case, definitely we're concerned with Lachar Zman, and certainly we're concerned if it's today. And also we saw the Tosefta, that we're Docha Shabbos, because of Kares, that's Lachar Zman. So too, we could be Docha Shabbos, for Pikuach Nefesh, that's only Lachar Zman. And Vihi Ratzon, Shelo Yishama, Shod V'Shever Baritzenu, we should never hear about terrible things, about the sword, about death that comes about in Eretz Yisrael, really anywhere, of course. And we should be zelcha b'karv mamish, the kiyum of the pasuk, u'macha Hashem Elokim, dima me'al kol panim. There should be no more tears on people's faces. We should see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Mashiach, and as mevaser b'saras tovos, Yeshuas v'nechamas, as V'sas Emes says in Parashas Vayigash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Baal HaNechamas, because the only true Nechama, the only true consolation, is when a person can see how what they thought was the worst tragedy was really for their best. So it would be Zochem, Bekarov Mamish, to see Nechamas, and all of Kal Yisrael should be consoled, and we should live in a world, Asher Lo Yisa Goyal Goy Cherev, V'lo Yilmadu Od Melchama, and there should be no more war. And as the Rambam says, V'yu Amadana Mitzuyim Ka'afar, delicacies will be like the dust of the earth, which means not only plentiful, but also worthless, because people won't be interested in delicacies anymore. All that will interest people is it's Das Hashem, Kama Shenema Me'amar Pasuk, U'mal'ah Ha'aretz, De'ah Et Hashem, Kamayim Layam, Michasim, Amen, Kein Yiratzon, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.